You're listening to the show about calliope repair people and learning new musical instrument terminology. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
I cannot stress enough, like, how much it is so important to, like, have a boundary. Like, you don't have to hold the weight of everyone's bullshit on your shoulders all the time, because it ends up, like, that's living more than one life at a time. Then you're aging yourself. You are, like, geez. You look like you're a thousand years old. No, I'm just kidding.
I think that's where this is going.
Well, it's funny. We talked about this earlier this week about how, like, a therapist can't take, you know, they spend all day listening to other people's problems. Yeah. And they have to find a way to process and, like, take a break.
Yeah.
Otherwise, forget it. But no, I think that that's really valuable. Oh, look at that. It looks like you're doing a scan of your face. Mm-hmm. That's really kind of funny. But I think that's the problem, is that you have to deal with this crap. Yeah. But if you can't heal from it, if you can't take a break from it, then you're gonna burn out. I don't know.
Yes. Uh-oh.
Alex is, he's gone to squishing his head.
Pretend to be a big green lizard man and forget all your troubles.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm fine.
Live some different troubles.
Care. Have some different troubles, like me harassing you.
Yeah, exactly.
Constantly.
Enter the Zen zone. There's Will.
Nobody will complain
Inner
to you
peace.
Now.
Wow. All right, let's do it. What am I doing?
I found my notes.
Yay!
But I don't have any notes from last week because I didn't have them then. And we didn't talk about what happened, so I'm super clueless. But
I have
a recap.
Yeah, thankfully it's not your recap.
I didn't actually look at my notes to write the recap, so I probably it's not a great recap. But...
Do not apologize for
your
recap.
Here we go. I have to look at my crumputer scrun.
Ooh, crumputer.
Sip of water.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Sibilance. All right. A long, long week ago, perhaps we can remember how that music really made us cry. And we thought if we took a chance to investigate this rental manse, that maybe we could rest here for a while. But the calliope situation was quite complex. 10 rooms, 10 parts, a musical alphabet. Bronze plaques on the door backs. It's a good thing we're insomniacs. Nevertheless, we solved it all, and Rafina inchwormed through the hall. Then we went down a ladder, if you recall, to make the music die.
Yay!
So bye-bye to this calliope guy. Bathwack conked him on the noggin at 4,000 PSI.
Oh,
the
my
guy's
gosh.
Fast asleep. Let's sing him a lullaby. Oh, is that a waterfall I spy?
Ooh.
Is that a waterfall I spy? We've been here for just 2 days. We lost a party member in a crystal haze. She's a sticky brick dispenser now. And I believe that Mo's still on the boat. Oh my God, I hope it's still afloat. Hilula might have escaped somehow. But what's the deal with the waterfall? And was the calliope guy in its thrall? Let Rafina look inside his shoes. Maybe she can find some clues. Thanks to Shimi's lockpicking skills and luck, we're nearly done with this music that sucks. Our repairman shtick made us look like schmucks. Now let's make the music music dime. We'll be singing bye-bye, you Calliope guy. This hotel could be successful if you just recognized this Calliope music ain't a nice surprise. Now let's go get some more cheese fries. I need vitamin cheese for my fries. All right, and then I stopped because that song is 9 minutes long.
It is so long.
Literally.
That was amazing. I love that so much.
Yeah, so those were the things I remembered without looking at my notes, that we were trying to take down the Calliope, 10 pieces of a Calliope. We did the musical puzzle. And then we went down to the lobby and Rafina was inchworming everywhere down the ladder. And then we went down the ladder too. And there was a guy that was like, he was like a devout Calliope guy. And we tried to be the Calliope repair people.
Do you remember
people.
What he called the Calliope?
Oh.
My precious.
Ooh, something
not
like that.
Not my precious.
The curmudgeonly yet cute Calliope. I just saw it in my notes. I didn't remember that off the top of my head. And it's the one true God. Did you hear that? Okay.
Yes.
So, yeah. And, yeah. And then there was a waterfall on the Calliope when the guy got knocked out. We saw it only after we knocked him out. And we need a moral center. That's the other part.
Yes, that's probably true.
We're like, let's just knock this guy out.
You guys have Nick. Cool. It's fine.
Oh, Nick's head.
It's like I knocked him out, and like as his body slumped to the ground, like as it was moving down the Calliope, I saw the waterfall.
Yep.
Like,
oh, oops.
Crap.
Maybe we shouldn't have knocked out this innocent person because
no, maybe
he might
we're
have
rescuing
been
the Calliope from him.
Yeah.
Or the other way around. We're rescuing him from the Calliope.
We don't know.
Everybody's singing bye-bye, Mr. Calliope guy.
I was listening to the song today and Harvey loves it so much. Like he loves it. He has no idea what the lyrics are, but he's like singing them half. Like,
I know the Weird Al version better.
I know. I don't know this Anakin guy.
About,
maybe Vader someday later. Now he's just a small fry.
Yep. He left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye. Whiskey. Now I'm singing the real song.
Kissed his whiskey and rye.
Singing this is whiskey, I'm gonna be a Jedi.
Oh,
soon
man.
I'm gonna be a Jedi. All right.
Now
that
guy is an accordion player.
Player. I just heard
I
the
wish
word
I could
player.
Be as cool player. As an accordion player, Abby.
You could
well,
be
it's,
cool.
It's a big responsibility
to be as awesome as I am. That's amazing. It's true. We need to figure out how to not erase her laugh though, because it disappears every time.
It's still disappearing.
Yeah.
Poop.
And
poop,
it's
going
to sound like you.
All right.
Look,
so you need
look
to
at it.
Go
it's like a silent
sound, voice
gap.
And video, and just crank and it all the way down to the left. Make it so right, there's no yellow at
it's
all.
Now it's period. An all green.
Okay, let's make sure if she left.
See? Yeah. There we go.
I'm pretty. Why would you destroy such a beautiful wickedness as mine? I'm melting.
Oh, that's so good.
I was in a production of The Wizard of Oz as
you
a
were,
child.
Oh,
in
were
community
you a munchkin?
Theater. I don't know. I didn't have
you a munchkin?
Yeah. I'm
you
like,
you were a child actor?
Yes,
oh,
he was.
Totally.
He was
child
in so
actor.
Many community
lots of
theater
community
things.
Theater, and then I transitioned
really?
Into Shakespearean.
John from Peter Pan?
I was
year?
John in mm-hmm. Peter Pan. That's a good, very good memory.
Do you know all that music? Is it the Mary Martin version with the music like
I
the
never had a singing role in anything.
No, but is it that it's like the da 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 like oh my mysterious lady, what
maybe.
Is your like is that the version you
they
don't remember
did a
what
lot
version
of
it was?
Like musical stuff singing? So it probably yep. was I am
oh,
so long ago.
I love that one.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun.
He's super famous in mm-hmm. Bedford, Pennsylvania.
No, super famous. Everybody there knows me.
But you're just going to say in bed.
In bed. He's super famous mm-hmm. in our bed. I
go
know
in
him.
Our bed.
So
anybody there will know
look,
who I am.
Disappeared again. Totally gone.
Dang it. I'm just too loud. Why don't you just
that's
turn
so
me
bizarre.
Down or something,
why?
Right?
No, it just, it's but it's us. Just not even there. Like you're, it's not registering
it's like
your
laugh.
Like what changed? Yeah. Like you laugh and it's completely silent and it's such a bummer.
I'll try to just snicker tonight. I'll snicker.
Once you hit 39 and a half, your laugh just cuts out.
Okay, let's pretend that I'm 39 and a half. I appreciate that.
You remember really your 30s, guys? It. Me too.
Oh my gosh, Eric. Aww.
I look back on the 1930s fondly.
Hoovervilles.
Those were the bee's knees.
We can't hear you, Abby.
What?
She was laughing. We couldn't hear her.
I didn't actually laugh.
Oh, good.
Verbally.
Oh, okay.
Verbally? Can I say it verbally? I verbally
didn't laugh verbally.
Audially.
Ho ho he, ho how. How how how.
So you guys are in the basement of the Bear Toggle Hotel.
Yes.
With an unconscious man and a calliope.
Uh-huh.
And what a waterfall on
and we
the
just
calliope.
Found the waterfall. That was the last thing that happened.
That was the
and we
last
didn't
image
anything.
I put in your brain with my Bad cinematic black. Narration.
Did you put that there?
No. I just noticed it.
Will's doing one of these faces like, you know, with the teeth.
Do you think we just made a mistake? I'm going to search. Does the guy have, like, a waterfall in his robe or something? Is he totally unconscious?
I thought you were going to ask if he has a wallet. Does
he's not wearing a robe.
Does he have a wallet? I'll give that to Will.
He wants to
give it to Will. Now you guys are best friends again.
He's wearing a hotelier's outfit. He does have a little coin pouch. If you do want to give that to Will, you may.
What kind of coins? Like, never mind.
Hey, Will, can you see if this, like, tells us who this guy is?
Toonies and loonies.
You hand me a coin pouch? Yeah. I look in it.
There's coins in it.
There's coins in it. There's coins in it. This guy has...
Mostly silver.
Silver. He has some money. It doesn't tell me anything about him. Arcana check. Investigation check.
Where's this driver's
is
license?
Is he George Washington? Is his face on one of the coins?
He's going like this. That's what our kids do. For
yeah,
George
for
Washington.
George Washington's hair, they like just do this little thing.
Oh,
like
they're cute.
Like it's a perm or something. It's very funny.
It's like naturally curly hair
my
like Frida.
Curly
yeah.
Hair. Yeah. Yep. Oh my God.
What
I always
that?
Liked it.
Do you have Charlie to be in your Brown. 40s to know what that is?
What?
Oh my God.
Maybe. Even
Probably.
Though I'm not.
You basically are.
Okay. Yeah, no, I hand it back to Bathwack.
All right, I'll try balls to put it back roughly where it was.
Balls in your court.
I'm not stealing his money. I'm also not checking to see if Will did.
I did. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't take any of it.
So, all right.
He did.
Man, I don't know what to do with this guy. He's out cold, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, yes. Now we can destroy this calliope, right? It's not important.
I don't know if I want to destroy it anymore, Will.
Yeah, I thought so.
But don't understand what's going on. Wait, are you laughing?
I laughed a little bit. Didn't
we couldn't hear it.
No.
It's literally just your laugh.
Yeah, it's just
your laugh. Cuts out.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
There's got
yeah, to
be a
you have to have a different laugh, Abby.
Did you hear that?
Yes. Yes.
Part of it.
All right. That was the laugh I just laughed before, too.
Laugh, we weren't
laugh
talking,
a few
we
times.
Were
I can hear that just fine.
Oh, my God. That's the best laugh
so
ever.
So I need to laugh lower,
what if,
then.
What if pork fried dice changes Abby's laugh? What if that's a result? It's a joke. She
like
changes her laugh.
Donkey
and ultimately,
laugh. That was amazing.
She ends up changing her laugh in life.
She better not.
That's the only reason people listen.
Look, they'll compliment you on any. I mean, on the donkey laugh, like five. Leave a 5-star review. And yeah, I mean, tell us what you think about Abby's donkey laugh.
They couldn't even see like
what
the gesture
laugh would you like?
I was
yes,
doing.
Leave a 5-star review and tell us what laugh you'd like to hear Abby do next.
Oh my gosh.
Yep,
too bad you can't because Discord erases it.
I know. Messed up.
Oh, fan yeah. engagement from Alex. I love it.
Yeah.
I love to laugh.
So let's see. Not very many of you in roll 20. Give me an intelligence check.
Am I
oh,
on there?
Crap.
Oh, I love intelligence.
I knew
checks.
I forgot something.
I know
Dang
you do.
It.
But you're the only one in there.
Dang it.
So since you're the only one in there, you get advantage.
Well,
also, you also
it.
Get advantage. Hello.
He deserves
Let's see
it.
See how I use that.
Bathwack got a 16.
Intelligence?
17 minus 1.
Aww.
Not an intelligence save!
What? Where
Who,
is it?
Me?
You're all of you!
Oh my my God. I'm sorry. Really?
All three of you.
Oh, that's
bat back twice.
It's failed their intelligence save.
But Rafina rolled a one, so she gets to roll again. She's lucky.
But it was a save, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm re-rolling.
Could you hear me laugh that time? Oh, all right, hang on. I love how intelligent we must be. All right.
Yeah. Super smart.
Will is the most intelligent. You have a plus two.
I can't Christina believe
thinks
we all...
with her laugh, and her laugh, something's wrong with her laugh today.
Will and Bathwack, you don't think that the music desk is a music desk.
Oh,
I didn't think that earlier either. Let's go look at it.
Okay.
Should we tie this guy up?
I mean, what level of assault are we going for here? Will says, matter-of-factly.
How much jail time?
Are we going to just hopefully leave, before he wakes up? Or are we going to kill him? I'm assuming no. You guys were against killing Halula, so not killing this guy.
Can we put him in the bench of the Calliope? Like, does it open up like a piano bench does?
The seat? It does. I mean, it'd be very difficult to put a person in it.
Oh, come on, Eric. You have control over this world. Just make it a little bigger.
This is the deepest piano bench you've ever seen. All of you could fit in there, including Gareth.
It's the Calliope's tiny hut.
Is it big enough?
It's like the chest that Mad-Eye Mooney is put in by Barty Crouch.
It's like a pit.
Perfect.
Goblet of Fire.
Goblet of Fire.
Just put him into the bench, guys. And we'll sit on it while we're doing this, and then we can release him.
Will's like, I paid people to do that back
Will
in Tivoli.
Actually, what went through my head was that Will had a flashback of doing this for somebody else, like for Casper, putting a body somewhere. So he's like, all right, Rafina, I never thought I'd be doing this for you.
I was thinking someone paid you to be put in a piano bench and then sat on.
Ew. Like it's my tank or something?
No,
it's somebody
theirs.
Paid... Wait, oh no!
They paid you to be put in a bench
Casper
and sat
probably
upon.
Did that.
Yeah, you probably have like a whole store for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Piano bench entrapment. It's a kink.
R.S.
R.S. Piano bench entrapment.
It's a kink. R.S.
It's a kink. Ints.
Outside it just says something like piano bench massage or something.
Yes. Yeah. And bench
totally
is
innocent.
Spelled with three X's.
Mm-hmm. Bench.
Maybe.
Ex-bench.
All right. We
he's
do
in
it.
The bench.
Good.
Okay. So now we don't have to worry.
Wake up.
We can act freely.
Okay. Bathwack, I'm assuming you want to attack the waterfall situation.
Attack.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
I was just trying to. Oh, I spelled it wrong. I put in two X's. Is it like that? Bench.
Are you going
Will
to destroy
shove, did Will shove him in the bench?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh
well, Bathwack was going to just wait and see if Will would pick him up and put him in there.
You see Will do it, and it's like uncanny how good he is at
yeah,
shoving a
I
body in
I was just thinking
space.
That. I'm like,
he knows just
Will,
how to fold the limbs in.
Exactly.
You done this before?
Will, you have a knack for this.
You know, I'll have to think about that. Maybe I'll open my own service when I get back to Tivoli, putting bodies in places.
Well, I mean, it's not a dead body. You don't have to sound so macabre about it.
I mean, if
is
he's locked
like,
in a piano bench
piano
for
benches?
A while. Yes, it definitely is. I'm used to putting all kinds of large sweaters and quilts. Those are even harder than a body. I mean, that's why that was so easy. Have you ever tried to stuff like 10 Argyle sweaters into a tiny ottoman? I'm really good at it. Okay, well, next time we need to change out the winter summer wardrobe.
Putting quilts and sweaters into a chest.
Will's lying.
I know. Sorry.
He's lying. He has experience with bodies, Eric.
I know.
Holy shit.
But the fluency with which you speak of the sweaters.
Oh, thank you.
Bathwack's like, would I get better at throwing bodies around if I practiced on sweaters?
I love this idea that we're all having these little thought bubbles completely different from each other.
Oh my god. All right. Meanwhile, the waterfall explodes out of the Calliope and we all drown.
Yeah, seriously. Let's go, guys. Come on.
I don't have Shimi here to keep you on track.
I know. Shimi's in bed. Betty bye.
Is it? Does it come out, this thing on top? Wait, where's the waterfall? Can you describe?
So take describe the music desk. The music desk is not a music desk, so deal with it. I can't. I'm too dumb to notice, so you have to do it.
I know. I'm working on it.
Yeah. That was all Abby.
Wait, can you describe the Calliope one more time?
Sure.
And like with the waterfall and the desk and the...
Yeah, it's a Calliope. Yeah. It's as you would picture a Calliope, sure, right? And then the music desk is odd in that it is, rather than like either like the sort of wood flat rectangular framework or a solid wooden like rectangular piece, it is a circle with a waterfall etched into it. I've put in the chat in Damtop Inn an image of a typical music desk. And there's this little bottom place, but then there's a circle with a waterfall image.
Is this looking down on it?
So
that's a big waterfall.
You can picture there's sheet music propped up against this. So when you're sitting down and you're playing the keys, which are clearly Calliope keys, because there's a couple half-finished rectangles and then the word keys in both
clearly
images.
Clearly curmudgeonly, but cute Calliope.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you'd be sitting down, you're playing the piano-like keys on the Calliope. It's not a piano, it's Calliope. And the music is propped up in front of you.
The only thing that I'm confused about is why they would... It just seems very costly to print Calliope music on circular paper.
Well, the paper... First of all, there's no paper there at all.
So he's just playing... He was just playing something that was in his brain. And it was over and over. It was the same tune, the same song? Or
no,
was he,
that was my sound file.
Okay. So he was just playing everything.
That just for fun, huh?
Yeah. Okay. That was fun times.
I'm not allowed to anymore, though.
So that's...
Do you think he was somehow playing the... I'm going to say this to Bathwack. Do you think he was somehow playing the waterfall? Like, was that waterfall music? Is that what the waterfall sounds like to you?
No. I'm going to try to take the waterfall off.
Okay. It is easily removed. It is as if it's just sitting there.
Just the waterfall?
That
like
circle.
The image or the whole desk? Okay.
That circle.
Okay.
And it's very thick and hefty. And on the back of it, there are some straps where you can hold it as if it were a shield.
Whoa.
Whoa! Amazing.
In fact, you think this would serve as a very effective shield.
Oh my god.
Except it's the size of a Tootsie Pop.
No, it's
maybe
big.
Maybe it's not. Maybe it's,
oh,
big.
It's big.
It is big.
I commented on that earlier, that that's also something odd about it. It's quite
large. Eric, none of us were listening.
I know.
We were all excited about your drawing.
Too busy fucking drinking tea. These fucking tea drinkers. Playing D&D with a bunch of tea drinkers.
We
Half
call
our listeners
D&T.
Spell favorite with a
D&T.
U. They probably drink tea too.
Yeah.
Ugh!
Eric, we all think you're great, even though you don't like tea.
You should just join the tea club. Just do it.
Jeez Louise.
Only when I have COVID and I can't taste it.
It's a baby.
So yeah, that happens.
Okay. Whoa.
Whoa.
What's wrong?
No, I'm fascinated by this. I don't know what to call it. But is it really heavy? Am I straining to hold it?
No more than you would any other shield.
Oh. Guys, what is this doing here? I'm going to try to put it on my arm.
Feels good.
I'm going to draw my sword and... In just a few movements, pretend as if I'm parrying something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fully natural. It feels even more so than your shield that you've had for years and years that you left behind in a temple.
Whoa.
Wait, did you already say what material it is?
It's wooden.
It is wood.
Mm-hmm. And you feel like this sort of connection sort of flow over your forearm where you're holding this shield, and you can tell there's some magic to this piece of wood. Meta wise, you are aware that I'll describe what its function is. but you don't know these phrasing, but this is an arrow catching shield.
Wow.
It gives you generally as a shield +2 to AC, but you also get a +2 bonus to AC against ranged attacks while you wield the shield. This bonus is in addition to that normal +2 to AC.
Oh, wow.
And in addition, whenever an attacker makes a ranged attack against a target within 5 feet of you, you can use your reaction to become the target of the attack instead.
Cool. Does Bethuck know this?
Yes. Not in so many words. Arrow right. Catching.
Catching.
Right. So I can just feel that it's very easy to use and
mm-hmm.
that somehow I can leap in the way of things that are coming in.
Yep.
Wow. Again, what is this doing here? Is he playing the shield? Sounded pretty horrible, right?
It was annoying. He's...
I liked it. Says Eric.
Says Eric.
Does the calliope look weird and naked without it now? Yeah. Does it look like he's taken away at a crucial part of it?
So you pull the shield away, and there's just a normal music desk behind it. The shield was large enough that it was sort of obscuring it. It naturally sort of blended in. It was a similar type of wood, so it seemed like it was a part of it, but now that it's gone, it doesn't feel like you've defiled the calliope.
I see. So someone left it there. Is that the feeling that we're getting?
Or put it there.
Crap. Now I really wish I hadn't knocked that guy out.
Yeah. Well, does Bathwack say that out loud?
Yeah.
Well, we could disguise ourselves as something else. And
we're the other repairman.
Help him. But I mean, do you think he's going to give it to you? I doubt it. He's obsessed with this calliope, and he probably thinks that's part of it or something.
I'm going to touch the calliope.
Okay. It feels like a calliope.
I'm going to play a note on the calliope.
Burp.
Huh.
Dirt. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
What are we going to do? I mean, do you guys... Oh, I was all ready to destroy this, but...
You want that shield, don't you, Bathwack?
He already has it.
Well,
I have it.
Who are you? You need a character to
I'm
be.
I'm just telling you.
It's on my...
Let's
it
go
is
wake
on my
Sheenie
arm.
Up.
Will is asking him if he wants that. He's saying that like, oh, you want to keep that shield, right? And like, this situation is weird because you feel bad just stealing it. You know, that kind of thing is what he's saying.
Well, I mean, it could be that someone left it here. They were waiting. Maybe they were waiting for me.
Who? Who do you know in Bear
Toggle? I don't
know.
I don't know.
You know what, Bathwack, if you want to tell yourself that, if that thing is useful, tell yourself whatever you want and keep the shield.
I think we should try to revive this guy and talk to him.
Oh, I'm sure he's going to be really happy. That's what I'm saying. Well, we hit him on the head when we were disguised as repairmen. Maybe we can just switch back.
You could kill him and then you speak with dead.
I was thinking about speak with dead, but he's not dead.
I don't
dead.
Have speak with dead, and Gwen was the one that had it.
Yeah, we don't have it.
I've tried, but I can't. I don't care. Whatever you want to do, you can wake him up if you want. But, he might not be happy.
Is there a waterfall anywhere else? I want to search all around the calliope. Is there a waterfall on it?
Give me either a perception or investigation check.
I want to do it too.
Well, I'm good at both of those.
I'm assuming he's looking for something. Like, I'll ask him what he's looking for, and if he says
yeah, I'm looking for some sign as to whether the shield is connected to the organ.
Rafina's looking at the petals, but not to find any waterfalls. She just wants to know how they work.
Oof! Bathwack, it's a 1-1.
But I got a 21. I got a 21.
You got a 21. All right. So.
We make a great team.
Bathwack, you feel like this shield, you've just ripped off an essential limb of this calliope. Will you... the way that Bathwack, with a 21, Bathwack just lifted it off. He didn't, like, rip it away or, like, disconnect it or destroy anything. It just came off. But looking at the shield and the calliope and the wood and the make and sort of just the angles and the edges, it seems like they're connected.
Okay.
But you don't see anything on the calliope. You don't see any other waterfalls or anything like that. But just the materials and just the handiwork between both of them make it seem like they have some sort of a connection.
Okay.
Rafina, you're investigating the petals of the calliope. And you are deeply, intimately familiar with their function. And you feel like you could belt out some whoppers on this instrument if you felt the need. If you had someone help you reach the pedals.
I don't need to have any help. I just inchworm on the pedals.
So this is a pedal only calliope.
Yes.
Do calliopes have pedals? I bet they don't.
I have no idea.
I'm just making that up.
Oh,
I'm just
you are making it up.
The problem is I keep picturing an organ.
Well, it has a keyboard, so aside from like electronic instruments, are there keyboarded instruments that don't have pedals?
Sure. I mean, other than electronics.
Right, because like an organ does, a piano does.
I think a Celesta does, doesn't it, Alex?
Does a harpsichord have pedals?
No. A harpsichord does not, but that's because it's plectoral. It's not an actual,
plucked.
Yeah, it's not that kind of instrument.
Does a calliope have
Probably
pedals?
Not, but it really feels like it's so complex. Well,
this calliope could.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's D&D. Keyboard. We can do whatever we want.
Exactly.
All right. The pedals are very deep. You could all fit in the pedals.
Jeez.
Okay, well, here's Rafina's reasoning. The music was so elaborate that even though she doesn't see actual petals, there must be some there. So she just starts inchworming where petals might be.
Okay.
Thinking that they're invisible.
All right. Cool.
I can't believe we just talked about that for 10 minutes.
You guys hear some music.
Whoa!
You hear some music.
Why can't we hear this? Can you hear anything?
No, I don't hear anything.
Because the pedals are invisible.
No. Yeah, it's invisible music.
No, not that. Ooh. This. Okay, there we go.
Oh, no! What did you do, Rafina?
This is what Rafina inchworming across pedals sounds like.
Yep.
Rafina starts gyrating as if she's about to die.
Flailing around. Oh no, the calliope's eating Rafina!
Anyway, Will, feel free to share your findings with Bathwack.
I don't see any waterfalls on this calliope.
Will, I destroyed this organ. I feel like
it's
I have to put this back. Whatever this thing is.
It looks like it might be made by the same person. Whoever made the calliope made the shield, so maybe it is... you know, a piece of art that they put in the room with the calliope, or maybe it is, maybe they were made from the same something. I don't know, but you didn't destroy it.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, some things that belong together, they're not necessarily, you know, attached, but like, I shouldn't have taken that off. I mean, maybe I've like broken it somehow.
Maybe, but
I thought we wanted to break it.
As soon as you say maybe, I set it back on top.
And Will's like, no, not really. You did not. You didn't break anything. Look, no wood chips or anything. There's nothing broken. It's meant to come off. It just matches. It's like a, it's probably a piece of art or something. Maybe we should just wake the dumb guy
up. Maybe the reason why Rufina's song on the pedal sounded so weird is because this wasn't there.
Oh,
when she was
I thought
playing.
We wanted to destroy it, guys.
We can't destroy it now.
Oh, God. But then we can't stay here.
Can we do a religion check on it or something to see how godly it truly is?
Yeah, go for it.
That's how it
Give
works.
Me a religion check and then describe how you make a religion check on a calliope. How does Rafina
I've check never done a religion check on anything, so...
Get out a tuning fork.
Rafina has done, like... religion checks in the bear toggle, not actually rolling a religion check, but like the way that she handled the bear toggle when she first like met the bear toggle again.
The bear toggle? What are you talking
bear
about?
Toggle? You don't remember? You guys don't remember that moment? It was one of the coolest fucking moments I feel like we've had on this podcast. It was when we finally got to the bear toggle, like where it was after it was dammed, like below
the river.
And Rafina dipped her toe in it, and it was amazing. So
I guess that counts as a religion check.
It felt like it was an experience for sure, like a religious moment.
So I don't know. So you need to like slam your hand in the bench, something.
I rolled a 14.
Yeah, but describe your religion checking, please.
I approach the calliope and I abruptly turn myself 180 degrees and I rub my back against one of the legs.
Okay.
Take that, Eric.
Are you just scratching your back?
So
eggs pop out.
Eggs pop out.
Pictured like insectile eggs for some reason.
Oh no,
it's a chicken. Oh no, it's definitely not.
So you feel, Rafina, that not only does that itch in your back get really deeply scratched, but also that itch in your leg gets really deeply scratched.
Oh, that's all I feel, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Guys, it's very satisfying, but I'm not getting any reading on this calliope as being particularly holy.
How about the shield, Rafina?
You want me to rub my back on the shield? It's okay. My itch is scratched. I'm good. Or maybe where is the shield now? Is it not
back? He put it back.
He did put it back. Yeah. Okay. So I was actually getting a read on the calliope when it is quote unquote whole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
What is the deal with shield, Bathwack?
It seems like a very nice shield.
Why don't you just borrow it for a little while and see how you feel about it?
It's just the perfect weight. Feels kind of light, even.
I mean, you stole a diamond from Shimi's mom and dad, apparently.
We had to do that, Will.
Well, maybe you have to do this because.
What if something horrible happens and we need to revive someone?
Well, what if something horrible happens and you need to defend somebody, like me? You know what I mean? Or an innocent bunch of kids or some shit. You know what I mean?
It's funny. Like Will is going to make Bathwack take the shield. Will isn't going to totally be like not. Here and take it and hand it to him. Or, you
he
know.
Might.
Maybe we should get the guy out of the bench and try to wake him up and ask some questions.
Yeah, let's wake him up, but let's not look like this anymore, and we'll dispel his spell, I guess. His
semen.
His spell.
Oh, so now we look like us?
Yeah. Because, I mean, otherwise... Like? Yeah, no, we all look this just like ourselves, and Will looks like a Mr. Greenman, probably.
Hello, I'm Mr. Greenman.
He also looks like Bathwack.
What?
Just two Bathwacks.
Yeah, just two Bathwacks.
So that way if a guy only notices one of you, he'll know who to blame.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you all look like yourselves.
I'll look like Mr. Greenman.
I know.
I'm going to open the bench and try to gently take this guy out.
Okay.
Maybe here. I'll lean him against the seat if it's possible.
Okay, sure.
Is it solid or is it...
Yeah.
And how do we revive this guy? I don't have any magic left. Well, why don't we just splash him with something?
Just give him a little water, yeah. Dribble, dribble.
So you waterboard Gareth, got it. Dribble, dribble.
Dribble, dribble.
Oh my god. Oh, jeez.
It's very Rafina.
This'll wake him up.
No. All right, so you dribble, dribble
every face hole. Yeah.
God. You dribble, dribble, whatever that means. You, everybody listening and playing, can decide.
I slap him in the face.
Do you?
They're just dribbling him. I just slap Do him. You? No, I see how the dribbling goes. If nothing happens, I might slap him.
You're wound up.
Yeah, he's wound
up. How does the dribbling go? How does the dribbling go?
That is cued right up.
Your palm is vibrating.
Uh-huh.
The dribbling goes great.
Oh, good. Is Rafini dribbling water from her mouth into his mouth? Is that what the dribbling is?
It's called now spit, it's... Will.
It's just water. It's just water. Oh, he's watching this horrified.
So the dribbling happens.
This having... like the water is just this continuous stream, but it's coming from Rafina's mouth. What is going on? Sorry. I know that.
What is happening?
Oh, that's great.
I know it. That didn't happen. That didn't happen.
It did.
So the Eric, you have a cough.
You need a little tea. No, it's coming from Rafina's water skin that has
soup
twig
in
tea in it.
Yeah, lots of stuff in there.
Oh, there's, shoot. There's, yes, been, I've been mixing a lot of things in there.
There's been some leaves from
loaded
the badger
baked
footprints.
Potato water.
Loaded baked potato water. That's an episode title. Oh, my God.
Oh, the bacon indeed. Bits strike his upper lip.
Oh, my God.
All right. So,
oh my gosh,
the dribbling proves successful.
Okay.
Everybody involved in this has a different idea of what the dribbling actually was.
Okay.
But Gareth starts to come around.
Right. Yes.
Post dribbling. And yeah, and as he is, you're getting a sort of a closer look at him now that you're not worried about this music infiltrating your ears or him going off or, you know, trying to keep up the ruse of being Calliope repair people.
Yeah.
You can see that he's very pale and he's very thin.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
But he's starting to come around and sort of has a scowl on his face and he blinks his eyes a few times.
Are you okay?
What? Who? Ow! And he rubs the back of his head. Where you clonked
him. We just saw some repairmen running out of here.
Yeah, that's right. We totally did.
Mr. Greenman. Crowd favorite. He's not even in the wiki yet because
no,
you haven't
not.
Even appeared yet.
Yeah.
No.
What? What's going on?
Are you
seems
okay?
Kind of...
Oh, God. He's not going to be able to say anything to me.
Sure, I will. Okay. I don't know. There, someone, what's happening? Where, who are you?
We heard some noise. Noise.
Yeah. We're guests at the hotel and prospective guests, and there was a hole behind the counter, and we came down. And
I'm so sorry. Was no one at the desk to receive you and get you to your rooms?
No, there were repairmen though. They flew.
I mean, like anyone would do. We climbed down in the hole.
Well, thank you. You're the epitome of good Samaritans.
What is this place? Where are we? Is this the hotel? Can I sleep on top of that instrument thing? That looks like a really comfortable round bed, maybe, on top. Is that like the pillow?
No, I mean, you... All right. Everybody give me a deception check.
Oh, no. Okay. Did I mess it up by being silly?
No.
Deception? We're ourselves! Except for me.
Oh, sure you are.
I am not. I know. I'm not. I guess.
It was 17.
17 from Rafina. A 10 from Mr. Greenman. And a 15 from Bathwack. Oh, you... Well, thank you, all of you. You're very, very kind. I don't... No, you can't sleep on her. I mean, I don't normally share this with everybody, but... She's actually a... She's God.
What?
Yes. She's God.
That's amazing how lucky you are to get to work with God.
I don't know why those people pretending to be repairmen wanted to hurt me.
Hurt you? What? Yeah, you were on the ground. What happened?
Someone hit me with something. It felt like at least 400 PSI.
4,000 PSI!
At least 400. It could have been 4,000.
Oh, no. Maybe I should leave Bear Toggle. I didn't know there was a crime problem here.
Oh, no, there's not. I don't know what's going on. No one's ever come down here. Now there's... two different groups of three people in this place where it's only been me.
Well, what's this? And I put my hand on...
similar heights.
No, I made us look a little different.
Similar, not identical. Okay. Similar, within like a foot or so, up or down.
Wow, that's weird.
It is weird.
Anyway, What's this?
I put my hand on the shield to kind of roll. If it's a circle and it's leaning, could it roll a little bit?
Well, now, yeah, you can push it around.
Wow, sure. This is really nice.
Oh. With that moves? I thought that was the music desk. That was a term I learned when this Calliope appeared down here.
It just appeared?
Oh, yes, a few weeks ago.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Just that recently.
Oh, yes.
Well, I'm going to gently lift the music desk off.
And I'll say, look, there's another music desk behind it. Let's lift that one and see if there's another one behind it, too. Maybe the Calliope is just a whole set of music desks.
Right.
So, Rafina, you try to lift the second music desk off of the Calliope, and it comes off easily.
Oh.
Whoa.
What?
It's this sort of like thin lattice work of wood that would support. It's in this rectangular fashion, and you feel like this would be a very efficient... there's like this hinged wooden framework beneath it.
Yep.
And you feel like this would be a very efficient drying rack for leaves or mosses or lichens or twigs. And behind it, there's a solid rectangular music desk.
What is happening?
There is another music. Oh, I'm so glad. This one seems to be extra. So I'll take this one off your hands.
And, first, he was just staring at Bathwack, and then he looks at you and holding this latticework of wood, and he's equally agog. Look at... And he turns to Mr. Greenman.
Yes?
He says, look at them.
What?
Doesn't that look right to you?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
I agree.
What are we looking at?
Just those, them. I didn't even look at that.
I know,
thought it was just a
amazing.
Part of, but they're, I don't know what we're looking at. What do you think we're looking at?
It just looks right. I think, like you said,
that's what I said.
Like that guy with that circle thing. And then that lady with the lattice thing. I mean, it just looks right.
Right.
So you're not mad at all. You're happy.
Well, I'm kind of mad at those repairmen.
Maybe they repaired it. Maybe those didn't move before. You said you didn't even know. Maybe they...
Well, there was nothing wrong with her before.
Well, but maybe they... Hell, yeah, you're right. Nothing was wrong with her. I agree.
Well, maybe it's like with a cicada,
when it makes, you know, it crawls out of its shell as it transforms. And maybe she's transforming into a new music desk calliope.
What is next for the curmudgeonly yet cute calliope, do you think?
Oh, and I put my ear up against the leg that I had previously scratched my back on. I hope she'll tell us. And I listen intently, and I don't expect to hear anything at all.
Give me a perception roll.
I'm just humoring him. Okay.
plus four, yes, correct. 19 plus 3 is not 23.
Correct.
We're just making numbers up, guys. We don't actually roll.
So, you don't know, like, maybe it's like this is such a fine instrument that the wood is such a resonance, but you hear as you put your ear up and you say, maybe she'll tell us, and you hear, she'll tell us.
Whoa. Ooh.
And I say, is that an echo?
Are you still listening to the leg?
Yeah, I'm still listening.
Give me a perception roll.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
This is D&D! We roll dice! We've rolled more dice
every
today.
Every single time?
11.
Oh, now it's only a freaking 11.
And then you hear, echo.
Guys.
Yeah, it's almost like ASMR. It's like that kind of tinkling in your brain.
Whoa.
I think that her next transformation is going to be as a canyon. We need to set her free so that she can fulfill her life as a canyon.
What do you mean?
Well, I put my ear up to her and she echoed what I was saying. I put my ear up against her again and I say, are you a canyon or an ocean?
Perception.
Whoa, this is weird.
I mean a shell at the ocean, not the ocean, as I roll perception. 16.
A shell, not the ocean. You hear.
She's echoing us back, or me back anyway. Does someone else want to talk and I'll listen?
I just wanted to spread her voice.
What's her voice?
Oh, you're new to the hotel. I've been trying to play her song, her music through the hotel here for all the guests to hear. I've considered even petitioning the city to let me to play it throughout Bear Toggle.
Oh, you wow. Look like you haven't maybe eaten in a little bit. Have you had a meal in a while?
I mean, she's nourished me.
Right. Okay, guys. So When exactly did this wonderful god show up down here, and how did you find it?
It was just a few weeks ago. I mean, I heard her calling to me. Normally, we
just
stored
before then.
Well, sure. Normally, we just stored dry goods and things like that down here, but all of a sudden, she was here.
I'm gonna message. Well, I'll message Rafina first because she was like talking to it and Will's not sure what's going on there. And he's going to be like, do you think this is an evil calliope? Because I think that it sounds like he's obsessed with it. Does he look like he's eaten in a while to you?
I love how Will always tries to talk to Bathwack, and Bathwack.
I'm talking to you, Abby.
Will's talking
to you. He said Rafina.
I heard you say Bathwack.
No, I sent you a message.
Oh my gosh.
Rafina's just like, no reply.
No reply.
You ain't getting shit from me, dude.
I'm listening to the Calliope God. It's so funny because I even played it back in my head. Wow, I think that the Calliope's getting to me, guys.
Uh-huh. Yep. Now you've got echoes.
I do. All right. And I say, let's get him some food. And maybe it is evil. I don't know. Well, I pull out. Oh, gosh. Crap. What food do I have?
20 and loaded baked potato water.
Are we out of piece cheese?
The combo meal.
The combo meal.
You're not out of piece cheese.
Oh gosh.
It's just whether or not it's edible is the other question.
The rind is in the loaded baked potato water.
I say to Bethwack, do you still have any of the rations that you bought way back in a million years ago?
Oh,
the dried fish.
Are there any good in North? Yeah. Oh, I have some dried fish. Oh, good. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I do. I have some of the tacos aren't good anymore, but.
Oh, definitely not the tacos.
You might need to throw those away.
I already did.
Oh, good.
Rufina knows. She picked them up.
That's you mean
loaded
these?
Baked potato fish taco water.
Bathwack. Oh, so I take the yes. I take the fish. I take a little piece of the fish and I offer it to him. How about you have a little nourishment, my friend?
Okay. And he kind of like takes it and absently chews on it while he's looking at the shield on Bathwack's arm. Mm. Just sort of absentmindedly.
Does he seem to like have any sort of reaction at all? Like, oh, I needed that kind of thing,
right. Like, or... he takes a little nibble and then he like devours the rest of it.
Oh, ah, yeah.
Well, that's good.
Mm. Okay.
You know, she would want you to eat.
This is true.
For some reason, I think you know what she would want. Do you have more?
Yeah, I have more. I'll give him like 2 meals worth.
It's gone.
Oh.
Whoa!
I squirt him with water. Just kidding. From
dribble.
No.
Will doesn't dribble. He
Will
squirts.
Would not share his water skin. You know what I mean? Like, he wouldn't let someone else put their mouth on it. So he's like...
2 feet above.
Yeah. Don't put your mouth on it!
Will doesn't share food.
Mm-mm. No.
He doesn't eat food either, so...
Right.
All right. Well, I mean, if you don't think that she needs this shield, I'll take it.
I think she looks perfect as she is, and that looks perfect on you.
I think this has been waiting here for me.
I think so. Are you here to spread the word of the curmudgeonly yet cute Calliope? All of you?
That seems like a Rufina question. I'm totally looking at Rufina.
It's possibly. It's just possible. And now I don't have to roll deception.
How do you know the name of this Calliope?
I just do.
Good question.
I did as soon as I laid eyes on her.
You said she talks to you. Like, is it in your head or do you
no,
hear it?
No, nothing so dramatic as that. This isn't a science fiction novel.
Whoa, what's that?
What screamed curmudgeonly about the Calliope to you? Cute is obvious.
I
pat the leg.
Just a feeling, a sense. Like you play like C flat. I don't know if that's a key on a keyboard.
It's the equivalent of a B. You're good.
I don't know if I'm good.
Just say note.
He plays a D flat.
That works too.
Yeah! Should have to qualify that one. You know what I mean?
It's a car horn.
Is it D triple flat?
I have perfect pitch, you guys. Put that in the wiki, Mark Jessen. Put it on my wiki page. Eric's wiki page. Trivia has perfect pitch.
Meh, for car horns.
Meh.
Meh.
Meh. Meh.
Auga. Did you hear that?
Ooh, do that. And he's sharp.
Oh, shoot. Are you here to spread the word?
Bathwick almost says... I guess we shouldn't destroy the Calliope and catches himself. I guess we should.
Yes, you should. I agree. Spread her word.
But what if you die of starvation down here?
Oh, I'm not, what?
You're not eating, obviously.
I mean, I'm eating. I just ate.
Yeah, because no, before we came down here, yeah.
I've been eating. It's fine. Now, I mean, now I'm not the only one to bear this. I don't want to say burden.
Well, have you always been able to play the calliope? Are you just like a musician, or did you just, you could play it because you met this calliope?
I've never seen a calliope before.
Wow.
And you can just play?
I mean, I try. Can I? Have you heard my melodies?
Well, no, because I just came here, so I didn't know anything. I just saw those randos.
Again, I'm so
run out
sorry
the
you came to the desk and there was just nobody there. You must have been very distraught at first. That's not the way we do business here at the Bear Toggle Hotel. And then all of a sudden you hear from above, you hear ding, 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 as if someone's ringing the desk bell.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. Hello? Uh-oh. Hello?
Just and 1 minute, sir, I yell.
Ma'am! And
certainly in a minute, ma'am.
And I have to pee.
Ding, 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 ding.
The Pavlovian thing. I've chewed on birch twigs while hiking in my life.
Yeah, me too.
That's, really? What does it taste like? Is it sort of like
birch
like
beer.
Root beer?
Yeah, it's birch kind beer. Of. Yeah, that yeah. kind of an idea.
It's like, it's sweet, but it's like, it's very potent in yeah, this twig form.
It has
form.
Flavor.
Yeah, it's bitey.
Hmm. I'm going to make you some birch tea, Eric.
No. Fine. Make whatever you want, Abby.
Whatever you want. That's right, I will. This is D&D. This is real life.
Mm-hmm. I just said, I you know what else is a renewable resource? Humans.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
I've seen The Matrix.
Jeez.
So, you are in the basement of the Bear Toggle Hotel with the Calliope and Gareth. Mm-hmm. There's Bathwack, Rafina, and Mr. Greenman.
Excuse me, Murray. Hello.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know Murphy talked. Murphy, did you hear me call me? Call him
it's
Murphy.
It's because I stopped Murray. Petting him. It's because I stopped petting him, and he just went meow. Like the silly Scooby.
One of my coworkers
sound.
Heard him today and thought he was a husky.
Oh no, they heard him. Oh gosh,
that's so whatever. Funny that was a husky noise.
Yeah, it was that's very so like meow. Yeah, very inflecty. Yeah.
Oh, hello, beautiful. Hello, beautiful. It's so nice that you got couches, one per dog.
Yeah,
it's so
know.
Great.
I know.
So, yeah, you're in this basement, and then all of a sudden from above, you hear ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
Hello? Hello?
Excuse me, ma'am. Just 1 minute. And I very quickly.
You said sir first.
Yes, but then I said, certainly, ma'am. We'll be right there. I quickly do detect poison in a disease to see if he's ill or somehow poisoned. Okay. I don't have detect magic so I can, or anything like that, but I'm going to just quickly do poof.
Got it. No, you don't think he's poisoned or diseased.
Oh, good. Okay. Okay, Gareth, feel free to attend to your business.
Well, I need to... Well, I don't know. I'm sorry to ask, I mean, but you all do seem like very good people. Could you maybe try to defer or attend to the guest above? And he puts his head to the giant lump on the back of his head.
Oh.
His hand. And I think I said head. He puts his hand to the giant lump on the back of his head. Ugh.
Do you have any kind of cantrippy healy thing that wouldn't take your power or magic?
I think the answer is no. Here, could maybe you... And he takes off his cap and hands it to you, Mr. Greenman.
Oh! Oh, great. Okay.
There's a book of reservations. You just need to give them their... It's very simple.
How give them much their is key. A room?
They should have already... Well, I mean, it doesn't matter. Just
Well, how much so I can get the money? Because that's...
Most rooms are 5 silver a night.
5 silver a night. Okay. So there's no special rooms I have to know about?
No. If it comes up, just say they're booked.
All right. Here. Okay. Well, I'll go do that. I look at Bathwack and Rafina like, thumbs up. Is that cool?
Good job. Good job, okay. Mr. Greenman.
It was nice to meet you. I don't know any of your names.
Maybe you guys could be the bellhops or...
Murray, get it.
The bellmen. The porters.
The bellhops. Oh, yes. What do we do? Okay,
I think she and I just need some time alone.
Oh, he's gonna fuck that Calliope. Okay, guys, let's go upstairs.
Gareth, do you need any healing?
I don't know. I'm sure I'll be fine. I just need some time.
Okay, well, if you're sure, just let me know.
As they say, the Calliope heals all wounds.
Oh, yes, that's a common term.
Calliope heals all wounds.
Let me know if you find that there's some wounds.
Like that giant lump on the back of your head, like a Daffy Duck situation.
1,000 PSI.
He's dead.
Alex.
Because I am a healer. I'm known for it in my land. So just please let me know.
I'll come up in a bit. I need to get you all your rooms as well. But if you could just...
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, you're welcome. Bye.
I'm going up the ladder.
Okay. All right.
Me too.
So I think when you play, just try to picture a still pool at the base of a rushing waterfall. Maybe try to play something a little quieter.
And you say that to him, and at the phrase still pool at the base of rushing water, you see like sort of a calm pass over his face, and he seems a little less agitated, and he sort of settles down into the bench, and he just sort of nods and places a hand on the keys, doesn't actually play anything. Keeps his other hand on the giant lump on the back of his head.
This guy's gonna die down here.
I feel bad about that. Calliope
is gonna eat him. It's gonna happen.
Yes. I mean, Alex feels bad. Bathwack feels bad too.
All right, are we all up there yet?
I think Bathwack is a few rungs behind you.
Okay.
All right, I have one more thing.
What?
I want to do.
There's no bathroom
if he's,
down here.
If he's,
sorry.
I'm gonna put my hand on his shoulder and heal him. Whatever that requires.
I don't know.
I offered. You're making me look bad.
I'm just gonna do it. Just get it done.
What are you doing?
I'm just touching him. Okay. Just putting my hand on his shoulder.
And but mechanically, what are you doing?
Oh, lay on hands.
Oh, okay. How much?
I don't know. 10.
10. Oof. You look like you fill this guy with more life juice than he's ever known in his whole entire existence.
God, he craps his pants. he can't handle it.
In a good
it.
Way,
and he
though.
Glows.
It's like an enema.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Blows a hole in his pants.
Too soon after the colonoscopy, guys. Too soon.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Move it. Don't worry.
Did you hear that, KT? It glowed.
Well, that's what it feels like. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Woo!
All right. So you head up the ladder.
Okay.
And there is a figure standing in front of the desk. They are short because they are a halfling.
Okay.
They are... But for a halfling, they're on the taller side.
Okay.
Not abnormally so, but a taller, very thin, dressed in full magenta, top to bottom.
Okay.
Including
Ricardo and drag.
A delightfully overblown hat. It is, in fact, a ma'am.
A ma'am.
As Rufina found out.
Okay. Does it have, like, feathers on the hat or something? You say overblown
Yeah,
hat.
Like, it's huge, and it's got, like, feathers and beads and stuff, but all magenta, top to bottom. Like, every stitch of anything is bright pink magenta on them.
Okay.
Their face is very severe. They're an older halfling.
Okay.
Rufina, you recognize her.
Oh, she one of the desert mothers?
Actually, all of you recognize her.
Tess.
Do you
want to
guess
Tess
who it is, or do you want me to just tell you?
I can't decide what we want.
Do we know how many halflings? The bookstore lady?
Nope.
Halflings. The one that... the net?
Oh my god, I think I know.
Tell me.
Because I was just thinking of halflings. I thought of the halflings in the castle. Is it Aunt Booty? Is it Aunt Booty? Oh my god. Okay. How do you spell it?
Ask Abby. I don't know. I have it written down like four different ways.
Probably me too.
I have it B-O-O-T-Y. Oh, wait, do I?
I wasn't sure if it was a D or a T, and if it was a Y or an IE.
It's definitely a T, but I feel like we should go with IE.
Okay.
Let's go with IE.
Okay. Oh my God. Wait, severe face, so she's mad?
What? What kind of establishment is this? What took so long?
Hello. Welcome to the Bear Toggle Hotel, ma'am.
Well, yes, thank you, finally.
What's your name?
Oh, my name is Aunt Booty.
Are you my Aunt Booty?
I don't know, am I?
I don't know, are you?
Yes, I am.
You are?
Yes, I am.
Well, hello, Aunt
Booty.
Please
give me a room.
Okay,
house was destroyed, and I need a place to stay.
Oh, your house was destroyed. That's just awful. Would you like a complimentary...
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Finally. Some common courtesy.
Didn't even say anything.
By the way, Rufina is not looking Aunt Booty. In fact, Rufina has not faced the desk. She's looking a different way because she knows Aunt Booty will recognize her.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Yeah, as you're coming up the ladder, you, Rufina, could even recognize her voice.
Oh,
so.
The voice, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I might just sort of hang out at the top of the ladder if that's the case. And you've never seen Rufina so shaken.
Oh, no.
So I'm stuck behind you on the ladder. Hey, why aren't you moving, Rufina?
I poke my head over this edge and I sort of tug at Will's Mr. Greenman's pants.
Okay.
Just a moment while I look in the register.
Another moment?
Well, I need to write down the information.
Oh, I'm sure you do. Take all the time you need, young man.
I'm so sorry.
I look for the book and try to like look like I'm looking for materials and a pencil or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I send a message. Okay. Yeah. While I do that, I'm sending a message to Rufina.
Do not agitate her.
13.
Okay.
What did you say?
Do not agitate her. She will just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. If she starts chain smoking, we're in trouble. Do not tell her I'm here.
Bigger?
She will see right. Yes, she will expand. She will fill all the available space.
Does she have magic?
You don't need to use that voice in my head.
And Will is like not even, he's not, that, I'm doing that on purpose. Uh-huh. Like Will is trying to stay in character and doesn't want to break out of character because of what Rufina is saying. Like, oh no, do I actually have to be afraid of this dumb lady? Does she have magic?
Of course
magic?
She's magical. Everyone has magic. Just go back and take care of her. Go get her to a room.
Do you want me to be rude to her? Because that'd be pretty funny. I think I could do it.
Well,
Don't do it.
She will eat you alive.
You literally broke up so I could only hear you say do it. So you want me to do it? And that's actually true. I couldn't hear what you said.
Dag nabbit.
What? Just do it?
Do not. Do not.
Okay.
Rafita, do you have echo cancellation turned off on this message?
Okay. All right. Well, ma'am. Aunt Booty.
Yes.
You know why?
Took you long enough.
I don't remember getting a holiday gift from you last year, Aunt Booty.
I don't give holiday gifts.
Well, I sent you one. Oh, well,
of course you
that's
did.
Very rude that you called me gauche for sending you a gift.
Rafina pops up and whacks the back of Will's leg.
Ow!
Listen to you. Listen, young man. My home was destroyed by a psychotic wooden puppet thing with a crank up its ass. So I think I deserve a little respect today.
Oh, my goodness. What is happening to this town? I am going to go burn that thing down for you,
Aunt
Booty.
Are you new here?
I am.
I can tell.
You stay here often even though you live in Bear Toggle, Aunt Booty?
I could just tell you're new here.
Yeah, I'm new to life, even, kind of. You know, I was in a coma up until, like, about 6 months ago. So I...
Oh, you poor dear.
Thank you. All right.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Now I forget. Did you tell me if you made a reservation already, or...
I did not, but I'm so sorry for being so harsh with you. What put you in a coma?
Well, if
this is a long story.
It's a long story.
I'm ready. And she pulls out a cigarette.
But it... Oh. Uh-oh. Well, you know what I was going... Maybe I could tell it to you later when I bring you the complimentary, if you know what I mean. And I wink, and even Will doesn't know what he means, actually.
What do you mean?
You know, you knew what I was saying before when I said we'll get you a complimentary. You just said yes.
Oh, I didn't know what you were saying.
Well,
it's
a surprise. It's a surprise.
Something complimentary. Yeah, some sort of deference to one of the elders of this city.
Well, of course. But also, I mean, is complimentary gauche? I'm actually learning from you because it helps.
No!
No, it's
no,
not.
No, it offered to me. No, of course not.
Oh, but if I offer it to other guests, is that gauche?
It depends on the guest.
Oh, no. Who
it's
should
complicated,
I... okay,
poor dear boy.
Okay, well...
Where's your... Who is someone training you?
Yes, but...
Where are they?
Oh, they had to go take care of...
I want to see them right now.
Oh, but they...
I need to speak with them.
Oh, well...
Rafina climbs up the ladder and hides behind the desk, but lets Bathwack come up. Into the jaws of the lion.
Sorry, I'm late.
Are you this man's supervisor?
What's going on? I actually genuinely don't know what's going on.
You don't? Are you this man's supervisor?
Well, yes.
And you don't know what's going on?
Well, I mean, I'm here to find out.
This poor boy was in a coma not 6 months ago, and he's out here alone, fending for himself.
That's
where have you been?
Terrible. I'm right here.
Boss. Oh man, boss.
Yeah. Yes. Wait, what did you say? I didn't hear you.
That's why I holds up a microphone and a tape recorder.
Aunt Booty here wants to go to her room, and she wants something complimentary for her stay, and I was telling her all about our surprise complimentary basket that will be sent to her room once we get her up there. Right?
Oh, the complimentary. Another complimentary.
Yes.
What's in the basket?
Well, I'll have to get my manager.
Oh, the manager has a man. Okay. Now we're dealing with levels of red tape that are unnecessary. This is a hotel.
Let's just get you to your room. I have our hotel key, right?
I think you have the suite key, if I recall.
Yeah.
Suite key.
And the suite key is not one of the important keys that we need to hold on to.
Oh, it definitely is.
It is.
Oh, crap.
Bathwack. It definitely is.
Did Bathwack just hand the key to Aunt Booty.
No, I didn't do it yet because I had a moment of hesitation.
Oh, like, well, like, Will watches as you almost give her that key. And he's
also,
like,
my trainee has a key covered in guts and blood. Here, have that one too.
Yeah.
Are there keys underneath the desk? Do I see keys?
There's a wall of keys behind the desk hanging up, all labeled.
Ah. And some of them are missing and some of them are there?
Uh-huh.
Oh, great. I will pick one at random.
You didn't even ask me what kind of room I needed or what amenities I require or
I
would
was
prefer.
Just
oh,
about
no, I
was to.
Just,
oh.
I just noticed this one had some dust on it. And because, yeah.
Oh, I'm getting an old room that nobody wants.
No, he's dusting the key, ma'am. I mean, Aunt Booty.
Some of those are okay. Some are
so,
not.
Yes, what kind of room would you like? What's your name?
Aunt Booty! This is Aunt Booty!
Oh, no. Your name.
Oh!
You don't know your trainee's own name.
I have a really bad memory for names.
This is a hotel full of incompetent, brain-damaged people.
And Aunt Booty lets out the biggest sigh you've ever heard. Serafina, would you come out here now, please, ma'am?
Oh, what are you even talking about?
What is going on here, young lady?
How can you see me?
I can see everything, dear. You know that.
Uh-oh.
Dang it.
Who are these men? And
I don't know.
Yes, you do. Don't give me that.
I didn't even get to roll deception, Aunt Booty.
All right, fine. Roll deception, Rufina.
No. It makes sense that Aunt Booty can see right through me.
Uh-huh.
Even if God. I had my fondant nose on, she would know. Hi, Aunt Booty. How are you? How is everything? How are your petunias?
I'm well, dear. How are you?
It's been a little weird.
You haven't been around to water my petunias lately.
Well, if you remember, I thought the neighbor's dog ate them. So I don't know why I asked about them a minute ago.
You tried that excuse about 40 years ago, dearie.
I'm sorry. It was my dog. I'm sorry.
I've heard some rumors about you lately.
Aunt Booty, can you please tell me why everyone thinks I'm a serial killer?
I don't know. No niece of mine would ever be a serial killer. I mean,
well, obviously.
There's certain
Aunt
people
Booty.
That maybe deserve it, but just willy-nilly? A young boy with a crossbow bolt through the eye? I don't think so. No flangipot would ever do such
no.
a thing.
It's true. It's true!
I know it's true, dearie. It's okay. Come here.
Okay. And I sort of, like I don't have any bones, I sort of flop over to her.
And she envelops you in her arms.
Aww.
Oh, Aunt Booty, you smell just like an ashtray as always.
Also, there's the faint hint of licorice, which is why
Ew.
That's never been a favorite treat of yours.
Ew. Yep.
I but wish it I had my fondant nose on.
It's also somehow comforting.
Yes, it is. It is indeed.
Oh. What happened to you, dearie? Where did you go?
Oh, well, I've been having adventures, and it's such a long story, but the point is that right now we're trying to find all these gods, and some of them might be depraved, and there's a calliope in the basement of this building. Do you know anything about this calliope, Aunt Booty?
I know nothing about a calliope. Peasant music? No.
Well, I don't think you'll like this hotel very much then. Though we
I don't suppose
make,
I will.
Make it stop.
I think that's very astute of you.
Well, I have a little confession to make. None of yes. us actually work here, Aunt Booty.
I know, dearie. Who are these men?
They're companions on the journey.
Have you forgotten how to make introductions since we've last known each other?
Oh, yes, I have. I haven't done it in weeks. So,
or ever.
So this is Mr. Greenman.
Yep.
And what's his name?
And his name is Will. And this one is Bathwack.
I do a small bow. Very faint bow.
This is Aunt Booty, my dear friends.
Who's Aunt Booty?
I'm Aunt Booty. Have you not been
what
listening,
more
Bathwack?
Do you need to know? She's my aunt.
I thought
aunt.
You said she would inflate.
What?
Ixnay on the inflator.
Rafina, what have you been saying about me?
It was a figure of speech, Aunt Booty. I was talking about the way that you have such a magnanimous character.
That I do.
When you are activated in your element.
Hmm.
Nothing but compliments.
Mm-hmm. Certainly. Well,
Aunt Booty, it's great to see you.
Thank you, dear.
I'm
you too.
Sorry about your house. I imagine the petunias would have burned down anyway, so I no longer feel bad about that.
Do you? Why do I feel like you know something about this?
Well, maybe we should go somewhere quiet.
Can you get me a room here? I do need a room.
Yes, I can absolutely give you a room.
Where's that dusty key?
I pull a key out of a drawer.
Okay.
Does it have a number on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
They
good.
All do.
Here oh you go.
Gosh. All right, come along.
It's on the house.
You two, get my bags. Both of you, give me a strength check.
Bathwack, get her bags.
Strength.
Uh-oh, my strength is bad.
Oh, I pity whoever has the one that has all her cigarettes in it.
What did you? All of her cigarettes in a bag. That's amazing.
Ooh. An 18 from Will and a 15 from Bathwack.
I got the cigarette bag.
Yeah, Bathwack picks up one and he's dragging it. And Will, you pick up the rest.
Wow.
It's tough.
Okay.
Even okay. With a 15 and an 18? Holy moly.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And you can make your way. Thankfully, the key is for a room on the first floor.
Oh,
stairs would have been a little tough to navigate for both of you. But yeah, you head down, you find a room. It's fine. It's not the amazing suite that you all are in. It's similar more to the rooms that Gwen and Will had gotten separately.
Okay.
And you get in the room and plop down the bags. Now, I suppose that we've crossed paths, I think, for a reason today, don't you think?
Yes, I really like, Aunt Booty, how you always set the intention of a discussion.
Right.
Thank you, Aunt Booty, for
You're
bringing
welcome.
A little... Yes, I appreciate
of
that.
Of course, certainly. So,
Zeta acting weird.
She's like way more with it and in the moment than I have ever heard her be. Is this a meeting of two parts of the same person? And so they make a complete halfling brain.
Oh, no.
Are we having separate murmuring discussions today, boys?
Stop calling me boy.
Stop using that voice.
Who are you to tell me what to do, Miss?
Well,
what?
Oh, he listens to you. Very good, Rafina.
Please don't inflame Aunt Booty. I'm telling ya.
It's okay, dear.
I speak.
It seems like you've got him under your thumb.
What?
Oh no! Now all my work's gonna be undone.
I am under no one's thumb, Miss Feathery Hat.
That's not my name.
I am, okay. I am out of my element for some reason. I don't like it.
She got to you. She won.
No.
She did. Aunt Booty.
It's not a game, Serafina.
You're right, as always, Aunt Booty.
Something is going on in Bear Toggle. Are you a part of it?
I mean, in that my name keeps being invoked, but I haven't been here for a really, really long time, as you know, because you can see through all materials on this planet.
Oh,
False flattery will get you nowhere, darling.
Can I roll like an arcana check or something? How powerful is this lady? Like, can I? Because she's.
It's a 21.
She sees through everything, and oh, I keep nice. Hearing these phrases.
You don't feel like she's a wizard or a sorcerer or.
She doesn't feel like a wizard.
No. You get more of a magic sense from Bathwack than her.
Hmm.
So, yeah. So, we came here to maybe try to figure it out, but my friends are a little nervous they're going to just throw us in jail and not listen to the truth. It's a really long story, Aunt Booty. I really need your patience here because we have been trying to get to places, and every time we try to get to a place, something burns down, or there's a dragon, or there's a puppet with a crank and a fire. And
oh, I always knew that Clegg was bad news, didn't you? I told you not to go to that store. Did you go to Michael's Mechanisms?
I really like the bird feeder.
Oh! Puts a hand over her eyes.
But wait a second. Wait a second. Aunt Booty, wait a second. Stop. What? Wait. When did they build the dam?
What do you mean? The dam? The Bear Toggle Dam?
It wasn't there when I left Bear Toggle.
Now you're starting to sound like the story they're telling about you. This serial killer went bonkers, spouting nonsense about a dam.
Aunt Booty, I'm starting to worry that it's somehow a future me that hasn't done the serial killing yet. Because I'm very annoyed about this dam.
No niece of mine is a serial killer. Well, in any timeline.
Well, I'm relieved to hear it. But it is true that I am very unhappy about the dam. Because in my memories, I was the person who ferried across the Bear Toggle River. When it was, you know, wider than a spaghetti strand. Aww. And now it's nothing. And there's this big dam that I don't remember at all. How is that possible?
Dear, have you been caught up with the sooty gang?
We have crossed paths, yes. Why?
Have you been getting into what they're getting into?
Wait, what do you mean?
I think they're into, she lowers her voice very dramatically, but you can all hear it, drugs.
Will says that.
But I haven't been ingesting anything, just my tea.
Have you been keeping up with what I've taught you about tea?
And you would be so proud of the new flavors I've explored.
Oh, you'll have to tell me.
You will.
Oh, God, Will says.
One of them involves the fruitiest of worm castings. You would love it. Will, it's so funny because Eric is like clearly, visibly disgusted, but he has to sound like Aunt Booty, who's just delighted.
Who knows? Maybe it's worm casting tea that'll hook me.
Wow.
The fruitiest nice. Of them.
The fruitiest?
Yep. Mulch lover.
Oh my God.
So, again, like I said, no niece of mine is a serial killer, but there's these stories and these tales, and again, there's something going on. Now, I have to tell you, Seraphina, and Will Bathwack, I have been having this dream. And Rafina, she says dream. You know for a fact that Aunt Booty is an insomniac. Oh. She's always up in the middle of the night, wandering around, paddling up the river, things like that. She barely sleeps. So you've heard her talk about dreams before. They're less dreams, and you've been able to gather. They're more like visions in the stars.
Oh. Got it.
But she refers to this as a dream. Huh. She says, I've had this dream. I've been having this dream. Now you tell me, all of you, if this is familiar. I suspect it will be. It's a dream of this pale man with sharp teeth. And he's in a castle. And he's crying. And these tears, they're pouring out of him. And then there's this fog of spirits, of bad spirits, exploding outward from him and settling all over Six Rivers.
Oh, crap.
Now,
denouement, guys. Denouement.
Do you... That's a plural you, for those of you threatened and not listening, have anything to do with that?
Well, we didn't cause anything. We were kind of pulled in against our wills.
That's a lot of words for yes.
No, we didn't. It wasn't our fault. We were brought into a world against our will, and we defeated a monster. And everything is fine.
It's a dream, right?
Yeah, it's a dream, too. Exactly.
What's a dream? Life?
Yes. Well, you have to understand that Aunt Booty is one of those, maybe the only one, who is sort of both a desert mother and an elder in the town in such a way that she basically knows and runs everything. I feel terrible, Aunt Booty.
Oh, dear. Why?
Well, we didn't. It seems like by...
My choice of words. I'm not trying to cast aspersions or make you feel guilt. I'm trying to get to the bottom of this. I should have asked, were you involved? Do you know something about this?
I can tell you what we know. It seems like by solving one problem that was thrust upon us, and I will say that Will was right about that. This was thrust upon us, and we solved one problem, and sounds like we've created many others, or at least one big other. And then Rafina tells the whole story of season one.
Here, listen to this. How much free time do you think I have? Oh, enough.
Aunt Booty, tell me about your vision again. Can you just repeat what you said happened when Strahd was crying? The tears turned into things?
Oh, so you know... Oh, right. You just told me the whole story. Yes, I suppose you're right that this pale man with the sharp teeth crying in the castle is probably this Strahd that you murdered. Yes.
And you'd never heard of Strahd before, right?
I had not, no.
Okay.
I mean, I've heard tales of this Valley of Barovia in my many, many years, far off in somewhere in Worm, but not of this Strahd.
Well, I can tell you it's a drag. No need to go.
Who would ever go anywhere but Bear Toggle? Yes? Do you have something to say?
I apparently need to dress in all magenta, sir, when I need to get home, because...
Are you...
Well, I think you'd look great in magenta. Magenta.
I mean,
very sharp.
He's wearing like a purple suit actually right now. He looks down. He looks down at himself.
Red suit or whatever.
No, it's purple. You got me a purple one now. It was at the base of the staircase race.
Wow, you're right. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You and Aunt Booty are dressed down more similarly
exactly
than anybody else in the room.
And then he's mad
How
about
ironic.
That.
Yeah. So again, it's you know, it's a dream. So it's hard to cohese into a meaningful image, but it's something about this it's more of a feeling than anything. This mist, this dispersion of malevolent energies expelling outwards from this figure and falling down and worming their way into this beautiful country we call our own.
But I don't understand what has happened to time. I don't understand.
Or maybe it's like maybe that happened when we had a disagreement with the old lady. What was her name? Madame Eva. I don't know. Like, what were the actual events out of character? Did we kill Strahd first and then Madame Eva? Okay.
He wasn't totally dead yet.
Okay. Okay.
You were disposing of him when Madame Eva.
Right.
She was Esmeralda.
Right.
And then she ripped Nick's head off.
Yeah.
Yes, we know. We know.
Yeah. So, I mean,
it should I play the Calliope music?
Jesus. It could have been. I mean, it also it didn't have to necessarily happen before we got there. It could have been that whatever we did, you know, when we killed Madame Eva, the dark powers came out of that area. I mean, maybe it's just symbolic since this is a dream. He looks at Aunt Booty.
She looks at you.
I mean, are your visions or your, dreams, do your dreams tend to be literal or figurative?
Yes.
Great. One of these old wise people.
What did you call me?
Old wise person.
Oh, no. Old. Rafina buries her head in her hands.
Old. Define old.
I guess, does she look old? I figure if she's Rafina's aunt, she's got to be old. Mm-hmm. Okay. Define old? I mean, it's a word. It's just a word.
Beck looks like he's watching a very slow ping pong game throughout this whole thing. Look at Rafina. Look at Aunt Booty. Look at Will. Look at Rafina. Look at Aunt Booty.
All of a sudden, she looks right at you, Bathwick. Don't think you're left out of this, sir.
Bathwick's terrified.
She nods, self-satisfied.
Anyway, yeah, I guess we screwed over Six Rivers if we listened to this magenta lady.
Stop with the self-pitying.
I'm not self-pitying.
Oh, if anyone of this in this room is self-pitying, it's you.
What? Sir.
Am I wrong, you two? Looking at Rafina and Bathwack.
Self-pity?
Well, yeah, I mean... I do have to keep traveling with him. Can we maybe not put anyone in the middle of this?
I mean, maybe some things are best explored and discussed rather than shunted to the side.
Oh, I suppose the way out is in.
Well, pity! What are we even talking about here?
Oh, Will, it's classic. It's textbook. Self-pity.
In
but
what?
We still like you.
What? You don't even know me. What are you? What visions? When are you looking at me, lady?
Right now I am.
Yeah. And so how do you see self-pity? I'm just standing here in an amazing purple suit.
What color do you wish your suit were?
This is fine. This is fine.
Mm-hmm. That's not what I asked.
Pick another color. Pick another color.
Black.
Mm-hmm.
What? That? So what? If I wear black,
she
I'm
closes
self-pity?
Her eyes and just nods.
Ew! Mm-hmm. What? That's so judgmental. Just because I don't wear colors means that I'm self-pitying. That doesn't even make any sense. Okay, now she's just trying to do that thing that Bathwack does, where she doesn't say anything, so she makes me talk more. I'm not incriminating myself. I have no self-pity. I'm fine.
Fine, just like the color of your suit.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's from Bear Toggle. It's not a suit from Tivoli.
Where you should be.
Yeah. Oh, have you heard of it?
And because you're here,
have you heard of it?
Just aren't as good as they should be for you.
So what? Like what? Yes, sure. Yes. What? That's bad to want to be where I want to be? That's not self-pity.
No one's saying anything's good or bad here.
Oh my God, Rafina, put a muzzle on this lady.
Oh, that would be impossible.
So anyway, where are you off to next?
You all look a bit tired. What if she's Ricardo? Have we done anything to make sure that she's not Ricardo?
This is obviously not Ricardo.
Obviously.
I don't know. Ricardo wears some scarlet boots. They almost are the shade of the magenta you're wearing.
Or the purple you're wearing.
Ricardo does not know about Aunt Booty's petunias.
Well, who knows? Maybe he kidnapped her and has her in a basement somewhere like that other... Who was it?
Gorbis.
Yeah, like Gorbis.
Oh, now I forgot what I was going to say because I looked...
Well, she asked where you're off to next.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have some unfinished business with the Sooty Gang, but what do you know about...
Are you getting into drugs, Serafina?
Aunt Booty!
What?
No, we're trying I to... Okay.
You know what I'd do to you if you did.
Ew! What?
I do know.
You too!
You can't do anything to me.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, yeah, totally is.
She's still winning, Will. She's still winning. Yeah, we've got to, you know, there's something wrong with the Sooty Gang. There's something wrong with them. It's beyond just their own intent.
It's the drugs.
So where do we, how do we deal with that? Where are these drugs coming from?
Oh, I don't know.
Have you heard of dark powers?
Dark powers, my boy. I mean, there are dark powers all around us. Are you looking for dark powers, sir?
He has some already.
I agree. They're everywhere.
I think that you have... the right thing within you to handle any dark powers that may put themselves in your way. As long as you know what to put first.
I feel like... Fina, don't you feel like she kind of looks right through you?
Welcome to my world.
Can't look away from Aunt Booty. I'm trying.
Rafina, have you been using my image?
Just once. You're an amazing spiritual weapon, Aunt Booty. You knew you would be, though.
I did a good job, didn't I? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I think I need my beauty rest. I've gone through a lot today. And looking at all three of you, I think you do as well.
Ugh. Hey, I have a question.
Yes. Tone down the sarcasm and I might answer it.
I just said I have a question. How could that have been sarcastic?
Would the rest of the people in the room like to chime in?
Just ask your question, Will.
When I... tie you up and throw you to the bottom of the lake.
Sarcastic.
What will you be able to tell me about the Aeonian anglerfish? Or do you know anything about him already? Have you ever heard of it?
Well, sure.
Well, that's where I was starting to go with our story. Yep.
Well, sure. And that's it? Well, sure. Okay.
We're looking for him, Aunt Booty.
He has been in our lake. Is he now? I don't know. Are you here for him? I suspect you might be.
Yeah.
Are you going to save him?
Needs to be saved.
We'd like to.
I mean, we've heard that he hasn't been around, according to the rainbow trout god.
Are you three going to save? No. And she looks confused for a second. Are you four going to save him?
Well, there are only three of us, so she's crazy.
She's already shaking her head. No, there aren't.
She sees it, guys. She sees it.
There are four of you.
The one that just turned into a statue, or...
What is the fourth one?
What?
Or the one who's asleep? Or the one who's on the boat?
You say asleep. In a sense, she's like looking off into the corner of the room. Asleep. That's a good word for it.
Maybe. The young one.
Ooh, no. Not young.
Oh, guys, we're going to meet somebody new.
Oh, crap. I can only handle the people I'm with already.
That's not true.
I wouldn't say you even handle us very well.
Right, exactly. I need to get home. Be alone. Tired of this.
I think that's the last thing you need, dearie.
Ugh. Don't call me dearie. It's like you're slapping me every time you say it.
But Will knows that's not true.
Yep.
And that's where we're going to leave it. And we're going to find out what happens next time on Pork Fried Dice.
Aunt Booty's terrifying. Booty. Terrifying.
I love Aunt Booty.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what to say.
What is the deal with Aunt Booty? How do we know she's not a dark power?
I know. She feels like it. She's terrifying.
We just know.
Wow.
You know how you know that things aren't dark powers? You try to kill them, and if they don't kill you back, then they weren't dark powers.
Wow.
Seems like a good plan.
Yeah. And that's why we knocked out that guy at the Calliope, and that's the only reason. We were just trying
dark
to
power!
Do good. We were
trying
to do good.
Dark power! Dark power!
This is how Rufina becomes a serial killer.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.